pick up some heat mats for early seed starting success. We're looking ahead to starting peppers and tomatoes next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Now's the perfect time to think about early seed starting. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening looks for some heat mats.
One of the things I have really loved is a heating mat. And now this is just a small electric mat. It's big enough to put two standard nursery trays on, or three of the narrower ones. No, typically three of the narrower ones. And so I can grow almost all my starts with one heat mat in just a nice sunny spot in the window. I'll throw some extra lights on because that's just what I do. But that heat mat gives those plants just a little bit more warmth, and they're much more likely to sprout inside during the winter, especially if you keep your home cool. That's really a great tool for a home gardener. I'm going to go out and say, this year, well, I've got room for tomatoes. I've got a lot of room for tomatoes. In the past, I've had to stack them next to a building. Some of these can take a long time. The longest seed I think I've ever germinated myself was annual ground cherry. I think it was Molly's, was a variety. Those suckers took forever. I struggled. I couldn't get up. I was working at BYU at the time, and I was in the greenhouse. I asked my boss, and I know it's kind of late, but can I get some room on the seed table? I'm really struggling with these seeds. And he looked at me and kind of scowled at me. He said, okay, go ahead. And the heat mat, actually, we didn't have a mat. It was actually a gas-heated table. That heat was the only thing that got those up in a reasonable amount of time.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.